Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we start the new year and people make those New Year's resolutions, it's a time to actually figure out why it is many people don't fulfill those New Year's resolutions and what we can do to actually fulfill them. And what we're going to do is take a look at Nehemiah. Yes, that's one of those Old Testament books. You know that passages that most people kind of want to skip right over? The Old Testament, because we like the New. Well, there's a lot we can learn in the Old Testament, and Nehemiah is an example. Now, what you see in Nehemiah chapter 1 is that it happens in the month of Chelev, in the 12th year that he was in Susa in the citadel. So he's giving us an exact time frame. That becomes important that we're going to see later on, maybe not in this episode. However, what you see is that he hears from his brothers about what's going on in Judah, and he's concerned. So in verse 4, it says that as soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days and continued fasting and prayer before God of heaven. So what you have is, here he hears about the fact that the remnant that went back to Judah from their captivity, they weren't doing well. The things were not thriving as he hoped. And here he is weeping and he's mourning. In other words, he's going to actually set a resolution. We're going to see what that resolution is, but what we're also going to see is how long it took for this time. Now, he was a cupbearer. That becomes an important role that we're going to see in the next episode, why that's an important role and how long he actually took to pray.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.